Hannah and Freya, you dirty girls.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to Project XX.
Hello.
Hello. I'm Hannah.
Hi, Hannah. I'm Freya.
Hi, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
And we've got a special guest.
Hi, I'm Sophie.
Hi, Sophie.
You may remember me from Word of Mouth on LSR last year. Me and Carmen Walker did a lovely show about poetry. And now I'm back on Project XXX.
And you're going to be talking about sex.
Yay! Mm. Sex is like poetry.
A bit, I guess.
It depends what kind of sex you're having.
It depends what kind of poetry you're writing.
That's true.
Bro. we've got some bed music now.
We have bed music now. Because we're coming up in the world.
We really are.
We really are.
We're trying anyway.
Oh, and just at the top of the show, I want to do an absolute humble brag and say that this show won 2 special recognition awards.
It did. At the internal LSR awards.
At the internal LSR awards, but it doesn't matter because I'm proud of myself and I'm proud of you.
We're proud of us.
And
we're proud of Sophie, who we don't really know very well, but we're getting to know her probably quite intimately by the end of this show.
Oh, no. Yeah, I just wanted to give ourselves some props because, like, it's Christmas and we deserve it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Merry fucking Christmas,
Merry
bitch.
Merry fucking Christmas.
Or Merry Holidays if you aren't a practicing Christian or don't believe in that.
Exactly.
Merry break time away from uni, honestly.
Merry end of the semester.
Yes.
Genuinely. So this week we're going to be talking about sex in uni, which obviously is a big thing for us being university students and experiencing sex in a different way than you probably ever will again in your life, I believe. It's a very interesting time where it's kind of pinned as a time where you're meant to experiment, you're meant to be really free because you're not constrained by your parents or anyone like this. And I think for a lot of people that's 100% true, but I think for a lot of people it's not like that at all.
Yeah, I think there's a big not necessarily misconception, but there is a big idea that you come to uni and you like shag everywhere. They always say like students are like rabbits, they're just humping constantly. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, people go, oh, I experimented at university and I did this and I did this and blah 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 blah, and it's like, yeah, I think you are expected to shag a lot at uni, or students are expected to shag a lot anyway.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think that's true. In a lot of people's cases, I don't know that many people that are sort of constantly off shagging, constantly off doing that sort of experimental thing. I know a bit, but honestly, I think a lot of people I know, it happens after university. When you're sort of in a more mature phase. I think university and sex is, for me anyway, is a lot more about sort of finding out what you like, not necessarily the experimental side of it, more you becoming more sexually independent.
Yeah, I mean, I know among like people that I know, it's very different on like a person by person kind of front, I think.
Yeah,
like definitely is incredibly varied. And like some people came to uni when they're a bit older, so they've got like more experience, or some people didn't have like a gap year and have just come from school and like have never like kissed someone or whatever. I feel like at uni everyone that I have come in contact with has a very like liberal attitude towards like, if that's what you want to do then that's fine, this is what I do kind of thing. And like,
yeah,
definitely, like I was saying before, that I live in a house with 4 other girls, so we're like very open to like talking about stuff like this and kind of seeing, like, me and my housemates sat together and we did the BDSM test like last week, so it is
somebody suggested that to us the other day.
Yeah, I forgot about that actually. That'll be fun, we'll do that.
Yeah, well, what were your results of the BDSM test?
Oh my gosh, let me see if I've got a screenshot.
Yes,
I used to have a screenshot somewhere. Someone was saying that we should do a BDSM test live on air.
Oh, it's quite a like time consuming thing. Like there were a lot of questions. We didn't even do the long one, but the questions that there was a lot. I don't think I have a screenshot of the results, but I remember it came up and it was like, One was like brat. I was like, safe. And then my housemate, like, we were literally like crying with laughter, and we're like just kind of like sat down and doing it. And there was one question which was like, do you... Oh, I don't even remember what it was. It was just like such obscure questions, and to her it was like, do you want to be like slapped in the face during sex? She was like, yeah, or like, that's like, can't relate, but you enjoy that. So it's very like, I don't know, very honest discussions about stuff, which is nice.
Definitely. I think it's definitely stuff like that, because BDSM is kind of seen as a very binary thing, where you're kind of like, you like getting tied up or you don't.
You're either kinky or you're not.
But everyone, yeah. I think there are lots of different sort of niches to it that aren't just kind of being tied up and whipped.
Yeah. I think BDSM and kink and fetish and things like that are kind of almost the sexuality in their own, because it's a lot more about like, well, it's got nothing kind of to do with gender necessarily or sexual preference necessarily. Mm-hmm. It's kind of more based on like reacting and feeling to stuff rather than 100%. Who's doing it.
Yeah.
So I think for a lot of people, like BDSM and kink and fetish is like a grey area, like sexuality is. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense.
Okay, well, that's good.
I think that does make sense as well. Also, I feel like often it can depend like who your partner is, as to whether or not that kind of like side of yourself almost like comes out and like is something that you like feel comfortable kind of talking about with other people, I think.
Yeah.
Because I mean, like when my housemates and I like spoke about it, and like she was like, oh, like this person, like I don't like we had very like vanilla sex or something, and like with this person, like we didn't, and like I don't know, I feel like if you're comfortable enough to be like speaking to someone about what you actually prefer during sex, then obviously both of you are gonna have a better experience of it. So
absolutely, yeah.
I also do think that with some people you do just have a different sexual chemistry as well. There are definitely things that I would do with one partner that I wouldn't do with another, and it's not thing to do with communication or anything like that, but it's just different
chemistry. Yeah,
like definitely. There are some people where I would like to just have sort of like quote unquote vanilla sex with, but there are other people that I wouldn't enjoy that as much with them.
Yeah, that's so true.
And I think coming back to uni and sex at uni, I think a lot of the time you don't really get to experiment as much in a sort of comfortable way, because you're kind of expected to sleep around. You're kind of expected to sort of jump from person to person and never really have anything more than like a one night stand. That's a stereotype anyway.
Yeah.
And I know that I definitely would not feel comfortable bringing up some of the things that I'm into with people on a first night.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I feel like I kind of disagree with that, because in my house of five girls, everyone is in a relationship. So in comparison to when none of us are in relationships, it's very different. So I don't know how to explain it. Maybe like since we've got into relationships, it's everyone's like experimenting a bit more, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. That's kind of probably wasn't a good way to explain.
No, I get what you mean. Like it was kind of a similar sort of thing where like I think people do tend to experiment a lot more when they are in couples.
Yeah, 100%.
You get more comfortable.
Yeah.
You get more, you know, relaxed with each other, and you can kind of say like, oh, I'd like it if you could do this, blah blah blah. But when you're on a one night stand or a hookup, you don't really want, like, there's no time to criticize. You just want to get banged.
No.
You don't have to be critical, but you're like, there's no kind of time or space for you to be like, actually, I don't like that. I prefer it if you do this. Can we experiment with this? Because you just don't really know them very well. You don't know how they're going to respect your boundaries and stuff either. You don't know what their expression looks like when they're genuinely in pain or when they're like in fun pain. Like you can't really read the body language.
I think getting up to like that level of kink, it takes a lot of practice and build up, and it's not something you can necessarily do on a one night stand. So I think in terms of experimentation at uni, honestly, I would be kind of freaked out if somebody whipped out a ball gag and some chains on a first night. I probably would not enjoy that particularly.
But then I think at the same time, uni is kind of a really good place to be experimenting with BDSM and kink and fetish and stuff, because it's kind of one of the only times in your life and spaces where there's a lot of people of your similar age all wanting to explore their sexuality at the same time you do.
Yeah.
And especially with like Tinder and stuff, you can be like, look at all these people within a 1 mile radius of me who also want to get freaky.
I see.
Like,
I feel like as well though, there is that kind of element of what's expected of you and like not expected. So I feel like particularly with one person who I was with, like it was very challenging to kind of do like work out what I actually wanted versus what I thought they were expecting of me.
So I
feel like often within the like wider setting of university where it is expected that everyone's going to sleep around, everyone's going to want to experiment, like sometimes necessarily that's like not always the case. It's really hard to like judge in your own mind like what you actually want to do.
Yeah, definitely. I think there's a definite pressure to have your, you know, sexual freedom now while you're at uni, while you can, while you're a young adult. Like,
yeah,
get out there and do it. And it's, even though I think that's a good kind of way of thinking about it, yeah, you're young, you have like this time, you can't go out and explore your sexuality. It's not necessarily helpful when it comes to sexual expectations and pressure.
Also I don't like the idea that people that I'm not gonna be having fun experimental sex when I'm like in my 30s, my 40s, my 50s. Why can't I still be doing weird shit and like exploring new ideas and new things when I'm just beginning my sexual journey. I don't know what I like yet. I don't know what I want.
Exactly.
I don't know who I enjoy having sex with the most yet.
Really important that instead of this pressure of exploring your sexuality during university, it should more be an exercise in exploring your own sexuality,
but yourself.
Like understanding, definitely. Using this time to understand what you like, how you like to be touched. We spend so much time as students like hiding under the covers in bed. You might as well masturbate and find out what you like while you're under there.
Exactly.
Like, you know, it's. I think it's a really good time for people to, see what they like. And then you can go out into the big, scary adult world. And then you can be like, I know what I want. I know how to get it. Let's do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
Family that you keep close just to blow the steam like Stanley. You the one have to plunge in the back, praying people in the front don't figure where you at. I get that. You should pray for the feeling, I don't miss that. I was stuck for a while, I'll admit it. The same damn thing as you feeling, man, I get it, but I'm past that now. I sip this crown, now I mix no Sprite. Only sit brown when I'm cool with my niggas. So bitch, go figure, it's that kind of night, alright?
I love you. Things that cross my mind while I'm by myself. These things go through my mind while I'm by myself. I fuck you. These things run through my mind while I'm by myself. Well, fuck you. It's always on my mind, think I need some help.
Maybe if I had some diamond rings and nicer things and wider cream and smaller dreams and simple things, it would've brought money more quickly. Maybe then you get a picture, but even then still snapping for my niggas. So I'm always on the phone trying to make sense of figures, cause the nigga that got it ain't never been the one to spin it. You get it? Neither do I, the thought suicide for the money. We just call it being hungry nowadays. Every nigga getting paid, just a couple getting laid. If the chest fall right and the dick all right, could I stay all night? I can lie pretty well, cause you posting all of my songs, knowing pussy gon' sell.
I love you. Things that cross my mind while I'm by myself. I hate you. These things go through my mind while I'm by myself. I fuck you.
I love you.
You're listening to Project XXX on LSR.
So what do you, I mean, we've kind of talked a little bit about our expectations of what we thought uni sex would be like, but what do you think your experiences of sex in uni are?
I feel like it's been a bit of a roller coaster. I'm not a fun one.
Oh no.
No.
Oh
no, okay, maybe some bits of them, but I don't know, that was probably a bit dramatic, but I feel like at the beginning, I was very much like, okay, all my friends are shagging, I want to shag. Yeah. And then was like, oh, okay, no, this isn't actually what I want at all. And then kind of like got into a relationship with someone who was much older than me. And I was like, whoa, okay, let me just, this is the norm. This is what I should be doing.
Can I ask how much older?
Well, I was 18 and he turned 23 when we were together. So it wasn't like too bad.
It's
sort of,
it's, yeah.
It was like a
honestly,
weird
I was expecting
one.
Like, 35.
Yeah, yeah, okay, maybe not that.
I have.
It was a bit of a weird one.
Opinions on that, but
yeah,
whatever.
Like there was definitely like a power imbalance in our relationship where he saw himself like as being way more important kind of than I was, and like that was like a bit of a challenge in terms of me thinking about like how, like what I actually wanted to do.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, then we like broke up. Woohoo!
Yay!
And then I had a very jarring experience of some rebound sex, which was, oh dear. What? Just like, don't have rebound sex like ever, because you just cringe about it whenever you think about it.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And here we are today.
Living my best life. He was lovely. Aww, so
we're happy for you. That's great.
This has been a great like first meeting me. Like, let me tell you about our rebound sex.
We've all done it.
Yeah, yeah. When you went,
we've all been the other end of it as well.
Oh dear, is sums up quite a few experiences.
I feel like there's so much to say that cannot be said on the radio.
I mean, we say most things on the show.
Yeah, true.
Honestly,
yeah.
Hannah, sex at university?
My experience. I mean, I honestly thought I would be a lot wilder. Mm. I think I've tried, but I still don't think I've got like the magnetism and the confidence to just be like, I want to fuck you. I want to fuck you, and let's fuck right now. And I definitely think there are lots of things I haven't explored yet. My sexuality being one of them. I definitely would like to explore that a bit more. Yeah, so my first year was basically just me going on quite a lot of Tinder dates and shagging just randomers. Mm-hmm. And that's basically what happened, and I did a bit more of that during the summer, and then I came back to uni, and now I've like, I've been cuffed in cuffing season.
You
like,
have.
Jesus,
oh, stupid.
I've been cuffed.
I met him last night.
Well, is he worthy of the cuffing?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Nice. I put my partial approval in, and we'll one second meeting, I will confirm the rest of my approval.
Does he listen to the show? That's the truth.
He does listen sometimes, so hiya.
You only have a partial approval so far.
But yeah, I think I definitely had some expectations of what I thought sex would be like at uni, and I definitely thought I'd be like hand gone wild, shagging constantly, very experimental, you know, I'd be doing bits, I would be constantly off having wild sex, but it really isn't like that, or it really wasn't for me anyway, unfortunately. But yeah, and then you get kind of bogged down, as we were talking about earlier, about the whole idea that this is the best time you'll ever have. You'll never have such wild sex again.
Like,
you'll never be able to just
what
be
do
free.
Say? Like, oh, these are like the best years of your life.
Yeah, shut up.
I'm like, I bloody hope not.
Yeah.
I don't think. Well, not like things are bad, but.
Yeah, no, I feel like, you know, when Pokemon like level up, I like to think that there's still more levels that I can level up to.
Oh, 100%.
Definitely. My experience of sex at uni is kind of different, I guess, because this is my second time being at uni. I was at uni for 2.5 years beforehand, and then dropped out and then I've come here. So I kind of came to uni like a little bit older, and I thought like a little bit wiser. And I was like, oh my god, these students are so embarrassing, they're so young. Low-key still like that, but not really. So I've kind of, I feel like I've sort of done the going out on Freshers Week, hooking up one night stands, parties, business. Kind of, I'd already done it, like when I was at uni the first time. Mm-hmm. So when I came here, I was very much like, do not need to do that. Like, already been there, done that, got the t-shirt, matured, blah, blah, blah. Which isn't true, because in my like first semester here, I went on a bunch of Tinder dates and basically slept with all of them.
Yeah, me too.
Because I wanted to. And
no shade.
No. I don't think there's any shade. I just, yeah. And I guess because I was like, oh shit, yeah, like, I don't know anyone here. And because I went to uni in the town I grew up in, so there was still sort of a bit of a stigma about, like, everyone knowing who you'd hooked up with and stuff. And I came here and I was like, no one knows me, I'm going to shag everyone. But I think I did the kind of slightly rowdier years when I was at uni before helped, because this time around I was very clear about what I wanted from hookups, what I wanted from Tinder dates, what I wanted from people. And I have walked up to someone and been like, we should fuck, and then we fucked. Because I think going through the sort of slightly shitty, slightly awkward hookups and Tinder dates does make you realise what you want in the future. And
yeah,
then
yeah,
you can be
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I want this, 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 and this. Because you didn't do any of these things, and now I know I want them. That and then
so
you
true.
Can go into other hookups and stuff, and you can be like, right, like, these things must happen, or this isn't happening at all. Not like in a selfish way, but obviously in like a mutual exchange way. But I think you do have to be clear about like what your expectations and boundaries are. Otherwise, people aren't going to know because they can't read your mind.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like it is often very hard, like, to get over the embarrassment of it yourself and be like, this is what I want to do, and like, that's okay.
It's definitely
so,
cringe.
Yeah,
like,
but, like
I
ultimately,
cringed at myself.
Yeah, everyone, like, has sex. Like, do you know what I mean? Everyone has, like, even if they haven't actually had sex, they've got, like, sexual feelings and, like, thoughts, whatever, and, like, desires. So I feel like everyone just needs to, you know, we've just got to woman up a bit and be like, right, this is me giving myself a pet talk to
you. It is, like, people have come and talked to me before and they've said, you know, you seem quite confident asking for stuff sexually, you seem quite confident in, like, your sexuality. And I'm like, yeah, but not through, like, embarrassing early stages. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there are lots of times when I've been rejected to my face, laughed at, stuff like that. I'm not being like, I'm traumatized, but that's kind of just what happens. Like,
yeah, everyone has to go through like,
yeah, and I think
embarrassing first time.
And I've had some like horrible, awkward hookups where I'm like, I should have said this, I should have done this instead. But yeah, the kind of best thing to do is just to learn from it. And also, if you know, put everything out on the table to begin with, and they don't agree or they won't compromise with you, then it's good to just be like, all right, no, we won't hook up then, goodbye, have a nice life. Like, it kind of gives you the confidence to do that. So I'd say that doing lots of, I'm gonna say field work.
Yeah,
field work. I was gonna say lots of shagging, but field work.
Oh, I love that.
I think it sounds like you're getting a degree in shagging.
Yeah If you do lots of like the groundwork, the foundations, the essay plans for your for your shagging, then you will graduate as an adult, as a top shagger.
As a top
and
shagger.
You can go out there and live your best shag life.
First in boning.
I got first in boning at Boning University.
Yeah, I also feel like a lot in first year I would, and a lot kind of in my entire sort of sexual history, I slept with people kind of just because I felt like I should, not necessarily because I was that attracted to them, or I mean, also because I am and always have been ridiculously horny.
Yeah.
And if someone wants to sleep with me, I probably will just sleep with them, because I'm like,
all right.
Like, sex, yay!
Yeah, sure. A penis inside me, fine. But there are definitely sort of shags where, like, I don't think I necessarily regret them, but I do think that they are an experience that I don't think is particularly enriched by life. It's not really taken away, but it's just kind of, I'm like, didn't really make me understand what I liked more, I didn't really enjoy it particularly. It was just kind of like a experience. And I think going into my second year now, I definitely, I want to eliminate those experiences and sort of only have experiences where it is an enriching experience, because sex shouldn't take away, it should give. You should have a sexual experience. Absolutely. Where
that was
very wise.
Thank you. That's why I hate saying losing my virginity, because what are you losing? You should be gaining something.
Gaining a first in boning.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well,
Sophie.
Actually, if thinking back to my first time, probably a fail.
I probably didn't pass boning university with that. Yeah.
Now it's just such a jarring experience, I feel, to like look back on and just cringe, like not like traumatizing, but just like, oh dear, can't believe that was me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it just makes me laugh thinking about that.
Yeah. I think there's kind of a benefit to having bad sexual experiences, though. Not a benefit, I already said that. I meant like, some bad sexual experiences don't have to be like traumatic. They can kind of just be bad sexual experiences.
Yeah, definitely.
Where you didn't really enjoy it, you didn't really want to do it, but like, that's fine and that's okay.
Yeah,
and
it's just kind of like funny, isn't it?
Lamau, now I know to do better next time. Like, obviously, some bad sexual experiences can be really traumatic and can be like terrifying and horrible, and there's nothing, I'm not saying that that's more valid or like less valid, but sometimes bad stuff can happen and you can just be like, ugh, next.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I do see it's my first two times having sex. They weren't really traumatic, but they were. I do, when I think about them, I do go, ugh.
Yeah.
They give me like chills almost, just because it, at the time it was fine, but when I think back of it and like knowing the sex I've had now and knowing the partners that I've had now, I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. if that happened to me now, I'd be like, fuck y'all, I'm out of here, never speaking to you ever again.
But then it can despite all of that, it can still happen again. Like, I know this is kind of a bit serious and a bit heavy and like not very funny, but like, I think it is important, especially at uni, because there is quite a lot of pressure to be shagging. But like, you can be, you know, the most sex nerd, sex positivity person and really know like your boundaries and really be clear about it, and then shitty stuff can still happen, and like, that's not on you.
Yeah, definitely.
It's just a shite thing that happens sometimes.
Yeah. 100%.
Eyes. I can feel you watching in the night. All alone with me, we're waiting for the sunlight. When I feel cold, you warm me, and when I feel I can't go on, come and hold me. It's you and me forever. Sarah, smile. Oh, won't you smile and lie for me, Sarah? If you feel like leaving, you know you can go. Why don't you stay until tomorrow? If you wanna be free, you know, all you got to do is say so. And when you feel cold, I warm you, And when you feel you can't go on, I come and hold you. It's you and me forever. Smile. Oh, won't you smile for me, Sarah? Sarah, smile. Oh, won't you smile for me, Sarah? Smile. Oh, won't you smile? Feel like a man, not keeping me crazy, crazy.
You're listening to Project XXX on LSR.
About the stigma that surrounds not having sex, because I know people that are really worried that they're not having enough sex, that they feel really embarrassed about it. But obviously, people don't have, like,
yeah,
it's really not that deep, but I think that there is this whole stigma surrounding not having sex.
I was just gonna say, I worry that I'm not having enough sex in uni.
Me too.
I feel like I know some people who have not had sex ever, and often when we all like talk about it, sometimes it is joked about by like other people, and I found that that can be like really hard, because obviously everyone does have their own like boundaries, and to kind of like see that like anguish, because thinking back to before I'd had sex for the first time, I was so scared, I was so nervous, like it was such a big thing, and like the thought of like someone else like seeing you naked as well, I was like, oh my gosh, like, what is going on? But like, I feel often there is this stigma at uni, but you kind of just have to speak your mind and like get on with it and be like, yeah, so what, like never had sex, you know, like it's not a big deal. Everyone is so, so different at uni. I think that's what I've really realized, is the fact that like to come from school where there's like so many cliques and like rules almost, to uni where literally everyone gets on with everyone. If you don't like someone, you don't ever have to see them again.
Yeah,
like it's totally fine to be doing what you want to do, as long as you're comfortable and like feel safe, then go for it. Yay. Or don't go for it, that's up to you, you know.
I like that.
I like that
you
too.
Can stay. That was great.
That's my words of wisdom.
That's the poetry coming
back. Oh yeah, it's all coming back to me now.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, we probably say this every single episode, but what is sex?
Bruh.
So, you know, people might be like, oh, I've never had sex, but they've done loads of other stuff that another person might consider sex, and then you might be like, oh, I'm a virgin because I've never had penetrative sex, but lots of people have never had penetrative sex, and it doesn't mean anything, it doesn't really make a difference.
It's for a lot of people, it's just not something that they desire or enjoy, so why should they be sort of cast aside as virgins just because and was also, I hate virgin because it's such it feels like an embarrassing and dirty word. But if you're just a person who has not had sex for whatever reason, why should you be made to feel ashamed of that? It's so shitty. Like the idea, because also going back, if you're a virgin at uni, people are like, oh, really? By at uni, you really should quote should have had sex by now.
This is a really good segue into my fact.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Cool notebook.
Thank you.
Do you want the fact music?
Can I have some fact music?
Yeah, of course you can have some fact music.
Okay. So I looked up some facts about sex and uni. And according to a 2014 Student Bean study, 53% of people have lost their virginity before they come to uni. So which means the other percentage of those people come to uni as quote-unquote virgins.
Almost half.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although I feel like before uni, I know at school there was this almost rush of everyone like, we need to shag before we get there, like, don't want to go to uni like that. But obviously it depends what kind of like background you're coming from, what you're comfortable doing with, and like everyone's maturing at a different rate, so like,
yeah, exactly,
and everyone's coming to uni at a different time in their life as well, so
yeah, I don't think there's any real rush.
Absolutely not.
Okay, so I have some more. So 29% of people have had sex in a public place at uni.
Wow.
That is higher than I would have
That's
thought.
That's quite a lot of people. But I guess That's with mad. Us, like, randy students, is there's not a lot of places to have privacy if you're living in, like, halls or, like, a big shared house.
Mm.
Of course, you can have sex in your bed, but, like,
yeah,
there's not a lot of, you know, you can't have like sofa sex in the morning or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if anyone's ever shagged on the sofas in IDP.
Ew, definitely.
Ew. Probably. Definitely. Someone's definitely gotten fingered in IDP. 100%.
Such a sexy environment. Ugh. I mean, those books.
It's the sexiest library. It's never got a seat.
It's got the word boil in it.
The sexiest word of all time. Okay, 51% of students have had a one-night stand, which I thought was actually really surprising, because I thought it was going to be a lot more.
I'm definitely not in that 51%, because when I go on nights out, I either get so drunk that me and my friends are having a great time, or not drunk enough to go and have one-night stand. So I feel like it took, like, when people are having parties and stuff in school, and, like, going out and kissing random people, I would be like, maybe not for me, but then like kind of like later, I don't know, it just never happened.
That's cool.
I've never had a one night stand.
Oh, okay.
So
just me,
just you. I mean, I've had,
I am the 51%.
I've obviously, yeah, not obviously, obviously, but I've made up, I've gotten off with people in clubs.
Yeah.
I've like, I've shagged someone that I met at a club,
yeah,
but not on the night of the club.
Okay.
We then met up, had a date,
yeah,
and shagged,
yeah,
and he was horrible and gross, goodbye.
Yeah.
But I've never like explicitly met someone on a night, shagged them that night, never seen them, yeah, again, yeah. That's like never happened to me in that sort of,
yeah,
way. But
I think that is quite a stereotype of students at uni though.
Yeah, like, 100%.
Meeting, like, taking someone home from the club and then,
yeah, definitely
asking them to leave in the morning. So I was quite surprised that only 51%, but yeah. I mean, half the three of us here are in the minority, so...
Yeah.
Crazy. Okay, so this bit's about contraception, which I thought was important to talk about. So 51% of female students use no contraception, and 61% of male students have sex unprotected.
Oh my days.
Ew.
And I'm not surprised, because... No. In Leeds specifically, because we have so many unis and so many students, we have something called super gonorrhea.
Do we actually?
Yeah, specific to Leeds, special to Leeds City, is it's basically a strain of gonorrhea that has now become antibiotic resistant. And
no,
there's lots of strains of super gonorrhea going around.
I feel like knowing about that, surely then that would motivate you even more to use protection.
Yeah. But we do have condoms and lube upstairs,
yeah,
in the union, just outside the,
we do,
the office.
It's really no excuse.
No.
Yeah.
Also, just head down to your local sex clinic and they give them to you for free.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are so many places you can just
go to the there's one in the Marion Centre.
Mm-hmm.
There's one somewhere else,
mm-hmm,
nearby.
That's cool.
In, yeah, the Marion Centre, they give you like a special card, and then you go and get the condoms out
a
of the vending
card
machine. Yeah.
Oh, cute.
It's really cool. You just like put it in and then like type in, "I want condoms, please," and then they come out.
There you go.
It's amazing.
Wow.
That's all you need to do.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can also, in Leeds, you can order from freetest.me as a website. They will send you a free chlamydia and gonorrhea test, which you can do at home and then free post it in a letterbox back and you'll get the results.
That's cool.
So no excuse, lads.
No.
Yeah. Get yourself tested.
Get yourself tested and use a condom.
Yeah. It really isn't hard. You have almost no excuse.
Yeah.
Keep one in your wallet.
Keep them in your bedside table.
Yeah. I've got a whole bunch. I've got one in the bag that I use when I go out.
Mm-hmm, me too.
I've got one in my purse that I carry with me on my regular day. In case I just bump into someone in my day-to-day life.
At one stop and you're like, Shag?
Yeah, shall we? I mean, absolutely it would never happen to me. And I also have just like 10 or more in my bedside table.
Mm-hmm. I have some in my bedroom and some in my living room, just in case.
You never know.
Run out and need to get some more.
There's some outside and they're free.
Amazing.
And then just the last couple of things I wanted to say was 26% of students have had sex with their housemates.
Oh dear.
I will not name and shame this person, but I was having a chat with someone yesterday and they were telling me that they have done bits slash had sex with almost everyone in their house.
Oh my days.
Salacious. I can't stand, but also in like...
It's because it was...
The rest of them talk to each other.
I mean, I guess they all know. It. They must all know. I'm not going to give any more details because I don't think that's fair, but crazy. House. I mean, also, this is a completely different university, but I know someone that goes to a different university, which I shall not name.
Boning
and
university.
they just had an orgy.
Oh, God, you told me about that. I was like...
They know someone else that had an orgy, and they've also had an orgy.
Maybe we're at the wrong uni.
I think we are.
Leeds University.
We've got
orgies.
The super gonorrhea, not orgies.
Yeah, what the hell? I want super orgies. Like, what the fuck is this? Yeah, like, I think one of them was a sort of coked up orgy nonsense, and the second one was they were with their mate, and both of them got off with the same person at the club, so we're like, we might as well go home together with this person. They had sex, and then their friend just rocked up at the door and was like, "Want in? Do you want in?"
That's like my dream scenario.
How crazy is that?
I want to be the person who just comes in and is like,
"Yeah,
should I just get stuck in?" Or like,
yeah, I really feel like this person is living the uni experience that we all think that we should be having.
Yeah, definitely.
But we're not.
I haven't had enough orgies. And then the last bit is that 28% of females and 27% of males, I don't like the way that's set up, but whatever, cheat on their partners while they're at uni. So they've got partners at home.
So that percentage of people with partners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh. That's not shocking at all.
I don't think so. I mean, I have a lot of respect for people who can continue long distance relationships while someone goes off to uni. I think it's very admirable, but it's quite inevitable that people are going to hook up with other people.
Yeah, it's difficult. When you're in an environment where everybody around you is having sex, being pressured into thinking they should be having sex, sex is constantly something that's talked about,
mm-hmm.
then it must be hard, especially if both of you are at different universities,
mm-hmm.
To not be tempted, I think, when you're missing someone, because distance will make you grow apart, even just a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think when we're so young and horned up, physical being there with someone is so important. And I with my first boyfriend, he went off to uni before I did because we dated when I was 16 and he was 18, so he was about to go to uni and I was about to turn 17 and go into my second year A levels. And we broke up before he went to uni, and I was like devastated. I was like, we could have made it work, we could have, you know, we could have been beautiful, we could have had long distance. I'm so fucking glad. So glad. Like, I didn't actually shag anyone for like a year afterwards, but I would have just hated thinking about him being off somewhere, like possibly shagging someone else.
Yeah, that's definitely. The worst bit is like the not knowing would be the worst bit for me.
And like the paranoia of the uni environment as well.
Honestly,
it's not a fun time.
I mean, but like, again, if people are making it work and it's working for them, then that's sick, but I just don't think it should be
shameful to say I don't think this is going to work because I'm going to want to shag other people.
I don't think that's necessarily as like harmful and disrespectful as it kind of sounds. But then also I say, you thought about opening up your relationship? Depends on your relationship. How strong it is. Could your partner go off to uni and have only sex with other people, but you know that they're always gonna come back to you, blah, 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 blah. Some options.
It's a very tricky one. I think this is also a very tricky time in our lives for relationships to begin. Mm. Because everyone is sort of, no one's settled down. Everyone's moving around. People are, and people aren't in the places where they were born. So they might move back. They're kind of going in between places during term time and home time. And it's a tricky time. Because everyone will, once they've left university, will probably move different places. They might stay where they are. They might go back home. They might move somewhere completely different. They might do years out. It's just a hard time for relationships in general.
It's
and
quite an unsettled time to try and settle down.
Yes.
Yeah. That is very true. But also, I feel like if you find the right kind of person, then it's great. Like, it's so nice to be able to experience university with, like, someone else, I feel.
Definitely. Definitely.
I don't have anything else to say about that.
No, that's nice.
Yeah,
we were being a bit doom and gloom, but of course.
I mean, I've just started a relationship, so I really can't chat shit. So,
but I think it's nice. And I didn't write it down, but I did read in that study that something like 48% of people hope to meet like the love of their life at uni.
Yeah, I think that's also another stereotype about uni is that people will often meet. I definitely think my parents' generation. A lot of their friends met at university. My parents didn't, but a lot of people they know met and are still married to the people they were dating when they were at university. So
you
think
hear it all the time, don't you?
Yeah,
like couples who met at university.
Yeah, like, well, we met in Freshers Week of university. Like, Jesus Christ.
But like, yeah, like you said, I think that's kind of an unnecessary pressure, and I think it's quite a harmful pressure as well, because back in those days, getting married quite young, kind of as soon as you finish university, was really common.
But yeah, it's really not as much like, of a thing anymore.
I mean, I'm going to finish university older than quite a lot of people. Like, I mean, I'm going to be 25, but I'll be 25 when I leave uni. I'm supposed to get married after that? What, I'm a child bride? That's ridiculous. I don't really need to get married at 25.
Yeah,
I'd find it crazy if someone was like, oh, we've been together throughout uni, let's get married now. I'd be like, no. Did you get hit in the head? What are you talking about?
I literally cannot think of anything worse than getting married as soon as I graduate. Like, I feel like I've got all these, like, big plans of stuff I want to do. And I'm like, this wouldn't happen. But, like, I feel like if you're with someone who's very supportive of what you do want to do, then I think that a relationship can thrive, and it's kind of like proving to you almost that you're with the right person.
Thinking about you, baby, my one desire. Gonna wrap my arms around you and hold you close to me. Oh, baby, I wanna taste your lips, I wanna be a fantasy, yeah. I don't know what I'd do without you, baby, don't know where I'd be. You're not just another lover, no, you're everything to me. Every time I'm with you, baby, can't believe it's true. When you lay in my arms and you do the things you do, you can see it in my eyes, I can feel it in your touch. You don't have to say a thing, just let me show how much I love you. Till the night closes in.
everything you do. Cause baby, no one does it quite like you. I love you.
Been kind of thinking about how university can be a positive thing in terms of sexual development, because you're away from these kind of like small-minded opinions of where you might have come from, mm-hmm. and you're in this like huge city with everyone from like loads of different backgrounds, and everyone is at a time where they're comfortable to be honest about themselves because they're away from all these people they've known their whole life. So I feel like in terms of like sexuality as well, it's like really important for helping people to discover their sexuality. Being at uni is like this kind of environment where a lot of other people might be in the same boat and want this opportunity to experiment and think about sex in a more open-minded environment.
Yeah, I actually didn't even think about this as a subject to talk about, but ever since coming up to Leeds, I've definitely been living like my big gay truth as a queer bisexual person. So like in the summer I was dating a girl for the first time, and I've always been quite like open about being queer, but I've never really dated women or dated anyone who's not like a cis guy. So yeah, I probably wouldn't have done that unless it had been for coming up here and experiencing a different culture and different sort of approach to queerness and things like that.
Yeah, I feel like I totally agree with you, because I mean, I'm pretty sure I'm bisexual as well, and when I was at home, like my friend from school was gay, and like it was awful. Like he told one girl and then the entire school knew that he was gay, and like he was my best mate, so I was like, right, don't you worry. And like now obviously he's really more open about it, like he went to uni and didn't continue, but he's like, that experience almost like pushed him that like school isn't this kind of intense environment you're surrounded by, so you can be like more open. And like I definitely found it, like this year was like the first time that I like kissed a girl, because literally when I was at home and then like two girls like kissed at a party, I was like, oh my gosh, like and all the boys were like looking at and being like, oh my gosh, it's like for our benefit, when it's literally like not.
Grinch.
Now I feel, you see, I, like before I'd kind of had an experience, it was almost like in my mind I didn't want to like talk about it in case it wasn't true. Like I wanted like some evidence to like confirm it, do you know what I mean?
100%.
And, like, someone who I said like I'm bisexual, they were like, but you haven't kissed a girl, so like are you sure? And like they would literally keep like undermining me and like being really horrible to me about this, which is like a big deal for me, because it's so hard to like measure your sexuality, mm-hmm. because like how does that happen, do you know? Like it's really hard for to come to like a conclusion within yourself, let alone in somewhere, in a place where like, you know, loads of other people are going to be talking about it, mm-hmm. and like judging it, and like questioning you about it. So I feel like coming to uni where it is very like liberal, and like if you have these experiences with one person but you're not sure about it, you kind of don't really have to speak to them ever again.
Yeah.
You don't have to speak to, like...
Not everyone's going to know them and ask you about
exactly.
them.
Exactly. It's, like, totally up to you, like, how you feel within yourself and, like, how comfortable you feel to be telling other people about your experiences and what your sexuality actually is. Because I feel like at uni, certainly among people that I know, a lot of people aren't sure about that. So it's something that's, like, so comfortable for me to be able to talk to them about it when... living at home, that just wasn't an option, do you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Just thank fucking God we don't live in our hometown. Isn't it so nice knowing that absolutely nobody apart from your mates knows who you are?
Yeah.
You walk around uni and you never see the same person twice. No. It's so fucking nice. No. Just...
And then when I do, I'm like, are you following me? Who are you?
But yeah, I think...
Yeah, and I think it's a good opportunity to say that... your sexuality is valid no matter how much you've done to prove it. You could be bisexual and been in a relationship with you know, a guy, a cis guy. You could have been only with cis men. You could get married to a cis man. You could live the rest of your life with a cis man. You'd still be a bisexual
person.
That's a weird but you know what I mean.
I feel like in my mind when I think about it, it was more that like I wasn't just having these crushes. It was like a physical kind of attraction and like something that I physically enjoyed as well, if that makes sense. Rather than just like, oh, maybe I like girls. Maybe guys are just gross. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's just hard to think about it. So I feel like within my mind, it like, I knew that I was like valid, but it definitely helped me kind of come to a decision about how I actually felt after having that like physical experience.
And it's also... okay to go for those experiences and then decide that they're not for you.
Yeah, definitely.
Because sexuality is fluid, it changes. You can be attracted to only one gender one day, a different gender the other day, and then fucking everybody one day.
And then nobody the next day.
Yeah, it's fine. You can be attracted to who you want, you don't ever have to prove or justify it.
No, and it doesn't make you any less queer.
That's true.
Here, queer, and every weir.
And on that note, goodbye.
Yes, so thank you very much for listening. We've been Project XXX. This is going to be our last episode of the semester. We'll be back next year in January.
Yeah.
January time, I don't remember.
Mid to late.
Anyway.
Might be early February.
Might be early February. We don't know, but thank you for listening. Thank you for Sophie for coming in and being our last guest this semester.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, guys. I'll definitely have to come back.
Yes. We do have lots of really exciting plans for next semester, actually.
Yes.
Keep your ears peeled and we'll be in them. Thoughts?
Bye.
Okay, bye.